Hey, 2018 is coming to a close. And so in this episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast, I'm going to dive into some trends that I see for small business and for marketers in 2019. Now, I don't go crazy. I'm just going to give you four that I see as significant components that all small businesses, certainly any marketers and certainly anybody who serves small businesses like marketing consultants should know about. Check it out. Stuff like payroll and benefits are hard. That's why I switched to Gusto. And to help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. If you sign up for their payroll service today, you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/tape. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and my guest today, I'm going to do an end of 2018 show all by myself, but this content will still be relevant no matter when you're listening to it, at least for the next year. How's that? I'm going to talk about trends in marketing and in small business that I see are going to be important for 2019. I know these are popular this time of year, and I'm not going to give you tons and tons. I've identified four that I think are going to be very relevant to small business owners. So let's start with the first one. Google My Business, which is primarily a local tool for businesses and for consumers to find those businesses when they're on mobile devices and when they're looking for something specifically in their town. It's been a tool that's increasingly become important to the small local business, and I think Google finally gets it. They have been trying to crack the social media, the small business ad platform, for a long time, and they've dabbled in a few things, some that have been complete disasters. Google Plus is finally no more. But Google My Business keeps getting more and more attention, keeps getting things added and tweaked, and it's become more feature-rich. It's become more useful for business owners, and I think that their next play is that it will actually become, I'm going to call it a social CRM tool. What I mean by that is that in addition to leaving reviews and finding directions and asking questions and making suggestions for changes, all the ways that Google now lets you interact with a person's Google My Business page, they've recently added a little feature where somebody can actually follow a Google My Business page. And they've launched a Google My Business app that can go on your phone. So the reason I say this is significant is because at some point, if you have 1,000 followers of your Google My Business page, doesn't that become another transaction channel or at least communication channel? If those are customers or those are people that are interested enough in your business to follow your Google My Business page, I think there's a real opportunity there. And I think Google sees that as well. So instead of trying to create the social network, I think what they're going to do is create the what I call social CRM. So it's going to be the social customer network. So my advice for any local business, any marketing consultant, is that you go hard after watching Google My Business. Take advantage of every new thing that they add, the post and the ability to get text and descriptions and product descriptions and service descriptions. Add everything that they ask you to. Video, add it, because they are telling us that all those things are important and that they want to see all those things in Google My Business. And it will ultimately become a ranking factor, I believe. If you have lots and lots of followers in your Google My Business page, it's not much of a leap to think that that's going to become a ranking factor. After all, businesses that are popular, businesses that get good reviews, you know, those have long been ranking factors. And I think that the more everything you can add to Google My Business and start interacting and maybe even promoting in the app, you can actually promote your Google My Business page so that people might actually come and find it and follow you. So that's number one. Number two, you know, there's so much emphasis on make the phone ring, get the click, what we call, marketers like to call, top of the funnel. But I'm seeing more and more businesses understand that the harder it is to get found, the harder it is to acquire clients, the more need to focus on retention. And I think that retention, keeping a client, doing more with the client, making sure the client has such a great experience that they want to tell their friends and family and colleagues about your business, is going to become more important than the lead generation frenzy of just getting new eyeballs, getting new phone calls, getting new clicks. So what does that really mean for the typical small business owner? It means you better master the basic online presence so that when people are finding you, when people are interacting with you, they're going to have an experience that is going to allow them to trust you. But it also means that you must build very robust onboarding processes. Processes where you can actually monitor and improve your processes, referral processes, campaigns that really train, events that are experiences for your existing customers. Those are going to be the pieces that I believe are going to really make the difference for many small businesses. Now, it also means that having a CRM tool, a customer relationship management tool as part of that process, and maybe even a little bit of marketing automation software as part of that process, is how you're going to segment and guide and train and make sure that you're communicating and over-communicating with your existing clients so that retention stays extremely high. I know for us, that's going to be a 2019 theme, significant theme. Wouldn't it be great if in your business, all you had to do was the stuff you love, the reason you started the business, and not all that administrative stuff like payroll and benefits? That stuff's hard, especially when you're a small business. Now, I've been delegating my payroll for years to one of those big corporate companies, and I always felt like a little tiny fish, but now there is a much better way. I've switched over to Gusto, and it is making payroll and benefits and HR easy for the modern small business. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service to take care of your team. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited-time deal. If you sign up today, you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/tape. Trend number three, one of the things that I am seeing is that for at least a decade, we've had tools that have been in the cloud that have allowed us to communicate and collaborate and outsource and store, you know, everything that we do in the cloud. Admittedly, small business owners have done, you know, they've embraced social media, they've gotten websites. They are starting, I think, into every aspect are embracing the cloud to do business in an easier fashion. So it's not just the storage and the maybe inexpensive ways to collaborate like using Google Drive. It's actually become a customer service, customer experience feature. Everyone takes payments now. All the books are in the cloud. You can collaborate, you know, with virtual staff and virtual service providers all over the world. And all of those experiences are leading really to a better customer experience. So these tools, embracing the cloud, is not just about convenience or, you know, lowering cost or getting access to tools. It's now become a part of the experience and the expectation that our customers have that we will use those tools. And so start viewing some of the ways to make your customers' life better, embracing some of the new tools. And the final one I want to end up with today, and this sounds a little silly to actually list this as a trend, but video content is something that we've been talking about for a long time. We've been talking about video, we've been talking about content, but I think the focus on video content for 2019, particularly short form video content, is going to be significant. Research study after research study, you can find half a dozen of that marketers are actually pointing to short form video content as being the thing that gets the most engagement and has the highest return on investment. And tool providers are busy out there creating tools that make it very easy to create engaging, captivating short-form video content that you can use in ads, that you can use in social posts. So for example, let's say you write a blog post and you want to get some people to come look at that instead of the static, here's a link, click on it, great blog post. You create a little 20-second video loop that promotes it, has some graphic, has some movement, some animation, and draws people in so that they want to come read the blog post. So I think you're going to see that more and more. Obviously, video for telling the brand story, for introducing service technicians that are going to come into the home, for answering FAQs, for going deep into a product or into a service. You're going to see more and more video as content, not just as a tool, not just as a graphic pleasing thing, but as a way to deliver significant content, including calls to action and deep engagement into a product when somebody is thinking about buying. It's not just top of the funnel, hey, look at us, come check us out. It's going to be used, I think, in every stage of the journey because people have come to count on this and expect this as a form of content to get their attention, to create awareness, but also to train, also to go deep into the buying process when somebody's getting ready to buy. So that's it for my 2019, kind of my four trends for 2019. If you've enjoyed this show in 2018, leave us a review on iTunes or send me a note at john@ducttapemarketing.com and tell me, first off, how awesome you think the show is, or make some suggestions on how we could make it better or who you'd like to see as a guest. Take care and happy holidays for the end of 2018.